Hello and welcome to the ARZERC public meeting. My name is Danielle Rutherford and I am the remote participation manager for this session. Please note that this session is being recorded and follows the ICANN expected standards of behavior. During this session, questions or comments will only be read aloud if submitted within the Q&A pod. We will read questions and comments aloud during the time set by the chair of this session. If you would like to ask your question or make your comment verbally, please raise your hand. When called upon, you will be given permission to unmute your microphone. Kindly unmute your microphone at this time to speak. For all participants in this session, you may make comments in the chat. To do so, please use the drop-down menu in the chat pod and select Respond to All Panelists and Attendees. This will allow everyone to view your comment. Please note that private chats are only possible among panelists in the Zoom webinar format. Any message sent by a panelist or a standard attendee to another standard attendee will also be seen by the session hosts, co-hosts, and other panelists. With that, I will hand the floor over to Dwayne Wessels.
Thank you very much, Danielle, and welcome everybody to the public meeting of the Root Zone Evolution Review Committee. We have these once a year, more or less, and this is our chance to update you on things that have been going on in ARZERC. It's good to see a lot of people here. I think we have more people here online than we would typically have with an in-person meeting, so it's great that we're able to reach more of you. Why don't you go ahead to the next slide, and I'll get into the presentation here. So this may be a kind of a short meeting. I don't know. Depends how many questions we have. We want to give just a brief introduction to ARZERC, go through the committee members. Then we have two work items to talk about, and then the rest of the time can be for Q&A. Next slide. So if you're not familiar with ARZERC, this is a very brief overview of what the committee is about. You can read the purpose here. The purpose of the committee is expected to review proposed changes to the architectural changes to the content of the root zone, including hardware and software systems, and the mechanisms for distribution of the root zone. Committee makes recommendations to the board for the board's consideration. The scope of responsibilities are that we consider issues that are raised to us by any of our members on the committee, which also includes PTI and the Customer Standing Committee, which does not actually have representation in ARZERC. And just as a background, ARZERC has been in place for 4 years since the transition away from since the IANA transition took place from NTIA. And although it was agreed that there didn't need to be anybody that sort of oversaw and approved routine changes to the root zone, there did need to be a body that sort of considered and talked about more significant or architectural changes to the root zone, and that's what ARZERC is. So next slide. So this shows the current membership. We have nine committee members. From the ICANN board, we have Kavi Ranjbar. From IANA, we have Kim Davies. From the Security and Stability Advisor Committee, we have Jeff Houston. From the Root Server System Advisor Committee, Daniel Mago. From the Address Supporting Organization, Carlos Martinez. From the IETF, Tim April. From the Registry Stakeholder Group, GNSO, Howard Eland. From the Country Code, Same Supporting Organization, Peter Puck. And from the Roots on Maintainer, which is VeriSign, we have myself, Wayne Wessels, and I am also the chair. Next slide. So this is one of the two work items that we want to update you on today. The first is called Protecting Root Zone Content. And so, you know, historically in the DNS, the primary way of transferring zone data has been with the Zone Transfer Protocol, or AXFR. And there is a way to use AXFR that provides channel security, but there is no part of the protocol, or no feature in the DNS that provides data security for the entirety of the zone as a whole. And we feel that as locally served zone data becomes more commonplace, there's a need for a reliable technique to verify zone content as a whole. There's a proposal currently going through the ITF. Hopefully it's near the end of that process. There's an internet draft titled Message Digest for DNS Zones, which is one way of doing this. That internet draft is sort of just finishing up its ISG review, and hopefully the next step is to go into the RFC editor queue on that. This proposal is not specific to the root zone. This is applicable to a wide number of zones. It is sort of limited at this time to zones that don't get updated very often, but it is not specific to the root zone, although this is one of the ways that we envision it being used. The way that it works is it adds a new record type to the zone, and that record conveys a cryptographic digest of the entire zone data. That new record type is called Zone ND record, or Zone ND resource record. And when that record is signed with DNSSEC, then you have very strong security guarantees about that digest, and then you can verify that the zone that is received matches the zone that was originally published by the zone. So with an RZERC, we are monitoring the progress of this internet draft and RFC, and finalizing our recommendations that we will make to the board to deploy this record type to the root zone. All right, let's go to the next work item. So the second one is signing root server name server data. And this is something that has come up also within RSAC. And so we're kind of taking this up again a little bit. As you probably know, the rootservers.net zone was created a long time ago, 1995, as a way to name the root name servers. And it's the purpose of that zone is to be the place where the authoritative data for root server names and addresses is. Although the root zone itself has been signed since 2010, that authoritative zone is not signed, and the delegation data in the root zone is not signed due to the way DNSSEC works. So having signed name server data may be a benefit to recursive name servers, that they can validate the responses that they get related to those names are correct and haven't been spoofed. RZERC is currently working on some recommendations along this to be made to the ICANN board. Those recommendations are not focusing specifically on signing the rootservers.net zone, but instead going back to the recommendations from RSAC's work, which was RSAC 028. In RSAC's work, there was a number of, the focus of the RSAC work was to consider changes to the names of the root servers. So giving them names not in the rootservers.net zone, but using some other schemes. The RSAC 028 document recommended no changes at the time, but further study. And so essentially, within RZERC here, we are also recommending that further study happen. And that's the nature of the recommendation we're trying to make. I think that's it. Next slide is just a Q&A slide, I believe. So happy to take all of your questions at this time. And we've got some other RZERC committee members on as well, and maybe be willing or able to answer some of the questions. So if you have any, please access us there. not seeing any questions. Danielle or Kathy, are you aware of any questions?
No, we don't have anything in the chat, and I don't see any hands raised.
I can also mention that ARZERC has been meeting monthly, and we actually have one of our monthly regular meetings today. Those meetings are generally closed. However, if you want to follow along the work of ARZERC, we have a mailing list that is, whose archives are open. That's one way to follow what's going on. And our minutes and transcripts are published on the ARZERC website, within a week or two after the meeting. So that's another way you can follow along. Yes, and Danielle put the link to the group here in the chat. Thank you, Danielle.
We have a raised hand from Ulrich Wisser. Ulrich, you should be able to unmute your mic and ask your question out loud.
Hello, this is Ulrich Wisser from the Swedish Internet Foundation. And I would like to ask what the original intention to not making the root zone authoritative for the IP addresses of the root servers?
So if I understand your question correctly, you're asking why were the IP addresses not, or I guess more correctly, why were the names of the root servers not just within the root zone itself, such that then their addresses would be authoritative? That, I don't know. I mean, that was really such a long time ago. I don't even know if any of my committee members were around. Does anyone feel like they can speak authoritatively on that? I really don't know. That was, 30 plus years ago. I guess we could try to find out. As you may know, RSEC has a history document which speaks to some of this, but I don't believe it addresses that particular question. Sorry, I couldn't give you a better answer.
Peter has his hand raised, Dwayne.
Oh, hi, Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe in addition to the reference to the written history of the root server system, way back then, the names weren't purpose-built. So the very initial set of root servers, or maybe I shouldn't say the very initial one, but the very initial one I can remember, which goes back to like the early 90s, that were like the regular names of those name servers. And at some point in time, and the exact time can be read up in that document, the naming scheme was changed to allow for better compression of the names to allow for a reduction in the packet size, so to make certain queries stay within the then 512 byte boundary. I'm speculating now, but at that same point, having the addresses or having that very very domain that would have been chosen in the root zone would probably have had an adverse effect on that intention, getting compression in there. We don't really know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks. Well, I'm still not seeing any hands up or questions, so I'll give one last call, and if there's no more questions, then I think we adjourn the meeting. Okay, well, thank you everyone for attending, and thank you committee members for being here as well. And see you on later today. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you so much. Please stop the recording.